بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا کفایت کا نتیجہ معرفت کی پاکیزگی کے پاس پاکیزگی حاصل ہونا ہے. حضرت علی رحمۃ اللہ سے the consequence, the effect of kifayat, kifayat explained, it means to be contented with whatever Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, in whatever condition Allah Ta'ala keeps us, to be always contented. And this contentment, you have to cultivate it. And the bottom line is that you have to be firm in adhering to the Sharia, and then you have to always remind yourself, speak to yourself when you are in a problem or in an issue or in a situation, and try to convince yourself that this is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala, and I have to be contented with the will, with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So after a constant struggle and trying to cultivate the kifayat, inshallah Ta'ala, one will gain the ability, this ability of contentment with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So say, well, this, the effect of kifayat, this contentment, is purity of ma'rifat. It is purity of ma'rifat. Ma'rifat literally just means to understand, to know, to recognize. But in the context in which the awliya use this term, it refers to two types of recognition. One is the ma'rifat of the nafs, and one is the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. All the mashayikh, they say, that if, as long as one does not understand the nafs, his own nafs, it was not possible to understand Allah Ta'ala, to gain ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Ma'rifat, yea, to recognition, to be able to recognize first your nafs. And then after having recognized and understood the nafs, then only you will begin to understand now Allah Ta'ala's zaat, his sifat, and his operation, the way he functions, operates. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَبَاطِنَ, that shun, abstain from sin, external sins and internal sins. Zahiri sins and batini sins. As far as the zahiri sins, the external, the outward sins are concerned, even a blind Muslim who is spiritually blind, he understands that. Every Muslim, provided he is a Muslim, he has iman, he has not destroyed his iman, he has iman, even if he is a fasting, he understands that to consume liquor, it is haram. To steal is haram. Riba is haram. It is haram. Carrying is haram, etc. These are the zahiri sins. Everyone understands it. But the batini sins, the ruhani sins, even the people of knowledge also, they don't understand the sins of the soul, the sins of the nafs. And these are the main sins from which one has to abstain and struggle and abstain. Because abstaining from the sins of the batin, of the soul, jealousy, pride, envy, anger, niggardliness, all these sins that of the heart or of the nafs, these sins, they destroy a man's moral character. As long as one does not understand these sins, it is not possible to climb the spiritual ladder unto Allah Ta'ala, to gain ma'rifat and knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, recognition. One has to recognize the nafs. And most of us, the vast majority of us, we don't understand our nafs. We don't understand how contemptible and despicable our nafs is. It is easy for someone to say, yes, my nafs is contemptible, I am the worst, I am the most inferior, verbally to say. But you must test yourself. When somebody annoys you, somebody insults you, then you will you will be able to understand now, if you understand your nafs. If you react when a person insults you, or you hear that a person has made ghibat of you, yes, gossiped about you, he is trying to ruin your reputation, and then if you react now with anger, then you should know now that you have not understood your nafs. That reaction to in the state of anger, when you are insulted or when you are annoyed, that in itself, that is the sure sign of takabbur in a person, of pride in a person. That is shaitan yet, first being to display pride for shaitan. So as long as we do not subdue and get rid of these batini sins, which Allah Ta'ala says, then it's not possible to understand our nafs. We have to understand our own self. Once one has understood now his own self, then you will understand, not only even verbally proclaim with the mouth, with the tongue, that I am contemptible, you will understand, you will feel it. You will feel how contemptible you are. That we are a person is worse, the thing, than even the animals. Insan is, as far as he is concerned, he must gain that understanding that he is worse than even a dog. The Shaykh have said that as long as one does not feel consciously that he is more inferior and more contemptible than a dog, then he should understand he has takabbur in him. The dog, as far as the dog and animals are concerned, they will not be punished by Allah Ta'ala. They will not go to Jahannam. They will, in whatever state, condition Allah Ta'ala has created them, they will leave the dunya in that state. But as far as insan is concerned, the human being is concerned, he does not know. He does not know with regard to the future if that iman that you have now will be intact at the time of maut. So if one leaves this dunya now without iman, then obviously one is worse than an animal. As the true mu'min, he cannot even feel superior, better than a kafir also. It's not possible for him to feel that he's better than a kafir, because he does not know with regard to the future if he will still have his iman, and if that kafir will still have his kufr. It's quite possible, and it has happened many times, numerous occasions, that the kafir, he leaves the dunya with iman, and that person who was a mu'min, he leaves the dunya with kufr. So that fear is always suspended. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, al-iman bayn al-khawfi wal-ja'ad, that iman, it is suspended between fear and between hope. One must always have that fear, and your attention, your focus must not go on your deeds. No matter how many deeds you perform, how many thousands of times you recite a tasbih, it does not, it's no guarantee that will maintain and sustain your iman. It's only Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, His mercy, that sustains us in every our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies are sustained by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala loves us humility in insan, because when true tawadhu and humility, when that is in insan, now you'll understand, you'll begin to understand. You'll see your own, you'll have a mirror in your heart to understand, or you'll see your own faults, your defects, your deficiencies. You will not see the deficiencies of others. It will not bother you. You will be concerned more with your own self, and then you will work on yourself. You try to cultivate virtue and abstain from evil. So once one gains knowledge, ma'rifat of the nafs, then you will gain that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And as Hazrat says, that kifayat, contentment, the effect of it, it is purity of the ma'rifat. There is such Marifat, such understanding of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's sifat, His attributes, the way He functions, that there will not be the slightest doubt in insan. I take for example the issue of taqdeer. People, so much doubt in this taqdeer. Allah Ta'ala says over and over in the Quran Sharif that He guides whomever He wants to, and He misleads anyone whom He wants to. He says, no, that comes in the hadith that He has created, Allah Ta'ala said, I created mankind and I divided them into two sections, this group for Jahannam and this for Jannah. Now we must now try to logically figure out that, it will get more confused and matter will become more intricate and shaitan will appear there at that moment in order to create a doubt. That when Allah Ta'ala has already decreed that this group, this section will go to Jannat and Jahannam, so now, what now is the purpose of them making Amal? The purpose is that He commands you in Allah Ta'ala, despite that He says that you have to practice righteousness and abstain from evil, otherwise you go to Jahannam. So the Mashaykh, the awliya who have Marifat, this Arifin, they say they don't have the slightest doubt, they see with a very clear vision of the batin of their soul. So we understand these issues, the meaning of these issues which for us are problematic and full of riddles and full of mysteries, but when there is true marifat, then all the haze and the mist is removed and one understands the issues with clarity, and that creates a strength in the iman, in other firm yaqeen one gains then. وَاخِذَ عَمَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ